was that Reuben lost out his money. Hakai Mishniya, Ruvish, Reuben has another pair of Eidim. So what's wrong? The first one was not master of any money. Rashi says, Omayas Tidu Harishainim, what loss did the first pair of Eidim cause Reuben to have? And we'll see later. The Yisrael of Korban Shrua Seidim is only if you cause him to have a loss. Here he had no loss. He had the second pair of Eidim around. So Moses says, no, you're right, but the Chiddush, the Mishnah is like this. The case is only, Omer Revila, Hoka B'mayas Tidu, we're talking about over here, Kugain Shehoi So Shniya, Bishas Tfiya Rishayna, Kravim B'nishasayim, U'nishasayim Gaisasayim. Here the Chiddush was that the second pair of Eidim really were craving through their wives to this Reuven. They were Reuven's brother, the sister. These second pair of Eidim married the sisters of Reuven. So therefore, when the first pair of Eidim said the Raiders, they were the only Eidim at that time, Kushali Eidim. Because at that time, the second pair of Eidim's wives were still alive. So what's the Kiddush? That they were Gersesites. That the wives at that time were about to die, they were very, very sick. So Mother Time, I would have thought to say, Rav Gersesim Lemisam, that since there's a cloud, that Rove, most times, when a person is in the matter of a Gersesim, that he's about to die, he does die, so I would have thought to say at that time it's considered, like the wives died already. So maybe even the first pair of Adim should be Potter from Shvur Seidus, because their denying is not called the real Hepsid Mammon, because right away, there will be another two pair of Eidim. Kamashma and the Chish Mishnahs know that the first pair of Eidim are Chai of a Korban. Why? Because Hashtamila Shachem, at the time when they swore false, at that time the other wives did not die yet. So at that time the second pair of Eidim are Psulim. So at that time they are the only Eidim in the world. So by them holding back the Eidim, they're possible. Well, so then the wives died. So at that time the Chai. Then what happened was, by the time the second pair of Eidim came around, their wives died already. So now that the wives died already, there was the chai for Korban Shvuah, because they could have been good Eidim. And Torah speaks out, the case is that when they saw the Eidim, they weren't married yet. So therefore, at the time, their Eidim, Tchilas Eidim, was the kashrus. The second pair of Eidim, when they saw the Maaser a year ago, they weren't married yet. Then in the middle, they got married. And right now, after the first pair of Eidim, Makofar, that's when the second one become kosher. That's the case the Mishnah means to say. The Mishnah teaches in such a case, there's also a parasha Shavuos Eidim. That's the Chiddush. That's the only time you have that these two different pair of Eidim, both will be chayiv. Now the Mishnah says, Mashbiya ni aleichem, im loy tovoyu v'teiduni, the person, Reuven, makes the push to Shavuos upon these two Eidim. And he says in Russian like this, I'm putting a shvuah upon you, if you do not come say this for me, that you know, sheyesh li biyad pleni pikodin. I have that somebody, Shimon, owes me money. I have a pikodin, I gave him to hold on something for me. With the shumat yad, there's halavor, there's a loan, I lent to Shimon money. He has money of mine. The gezel, he also stole something from me, he has a different object of gezel. The aveda, that this person Shimon, all four things he has of mine, he found my Aveda. And you know it. Therefore, I'm making a shvuah upon you. I want to hear that you should say, come and say Eidus. And the person answers back and says like this, shvuah I swear, shein onu yoidin l'chaydus. The two Eidim swear this lashon. We swear stam, we do not know Eidus for you. The case is, ein chayavim alachas. And it came out to be a shvuah Eidus. They swore false. They're only chayat one shvuah. Even though Reuven was surveyed them for four things, but since the Lashon back was one Lashon Shvuah, they only chayav one korban. But what's going to be if they answer back like this? Shvuah, we swear. Sheinonu yoidim sheish tocho biyad pleini pikodin. We swear that we do not know that that person has of yours a pikodin. Us ashumas yad ahalvo alone, the gezlan stolen goods, the aveden you aveda. If they would say one Shvuah, for such a lashon, they speak out each thing separately. Then the klal is chayov machlakas v'yachas. Yes, then the chayiv on each one separately. That's considered a shvu on each one separately. So you chayiv a korban shvuah for each one of these. Another case: mashbi ani aleichem im loy tavoyu v'teidu sheyeshte biatleni tikodin chitin u'ser v'kusman. Again, this Reuven goes to Edom, I want you to come say this for me, that you know that Shimon has the covenant of mine of wheat and barley and spelt. And the answer back is to Edom again, Shvua Shainan Yod Nukhredis. They just answer back one statement. We swear we do not know any Yedis for you. So in such a case, even though it pertains to three cases, and Chayovim Alachas, they're only Chayiv one Korban Shvua, because they said it all in one Shvua. But if they answer back, Shvua Shainan Yod Nukhredis, we swear that we do not know Yedis. Sheyesh Nukhredis Biyat Tren that you have by somebody, Chitim wheat by him, Musurim and barley, the Kusman and Spelt, then Chayot Matalachas Viachas. Says the Chiddush over twice, even though it's one Shura, but since the Maisa you said both Lashonis and the Shura, you're three, you Chayot three Kabbonis. What's going to be Mashbiyani Aleichem, Emloi Tavu Veteiduni, Shiyesh the Biat Kloini Nezek, Vachati Nezek? I want you to swear that you know that this Shimon owes me money because he was Mazik me. Or else even a chatin ezek, his time, we've seen the Gemara of the cases, the case where he owes me chatin ezek, tashlum a case for the person who stole, made a gezel from me, gnevra, that he's chayav to pay me back, kefum, but tashlum abo v'chamisha, then he shechted the animal, v'sh'onas ish kleini is biti, I want to say that did you know that that person was modest to my daughter, that he owes her kinas that goes to me, or pita is biti, or else he's talked my daughter into it, also he has to pay me knas, or else for sheikuni bini, that my son hit me in a case where he did not make a chabura, that he's not chayiv misa, so in such a case my son has to pay me money, you know to say this, or else for shechavu bi chaveri, you know the way somebody else made a chabura in me, or else for shehidlek yaz gdishu b'yom kippurim, that these two things happened on Yom Kippur, that you know that that person hit me on Yom Kippur, he did a malach on Yom Kippur, or else that he burnt my godish on Yom Kippur, and we hold that since Yom Kippur is only chayv krisis, there's no kumle b'rab minei, therefore that person is chayv to pay me back money, and you deny your edus, you swear false, all these cases are reyel l'chayavim, you chayv a korban shua, all these cases are considered, you're holding back money from me, it's called the kfiras money, each one separately, each one separately. What? But it means it means each one. Don't say what the answer back. But the case says it means you're just on Chiddush, each one separate, we'll see what the Chiddush is. Here, each one separately, Yechayev HaKorban Shvua, there's a Chiddush here, we'll see in the Gemara why. And it doesn't say what the answer back, what Lashon is. And it's not, it'll be the same clause of the ratio. If the person asks for all of these cases, and they speak back every one separately, they'll be Chayev each one separately. Now the Moses, he asked a question like this, Mashvi Eidah Knas Mal. What's going to be if Reuven says to two Eidah, listen, you know that Shimon owes me Knas. You know that his daughter was, that he was Mephata, my daughter. He owes me Knas. What's going to be the Lacham? And then they deny the Raiders. And later we find that they swore false. Are they Chayav a Korban Shua? So most of like this. Ali Ibn Rablazim Rabbi Shimon Leti Berlach. According to Rabbi Shimon, he says, Dovah Gurm, the moment is Kamam and Dami. There's no question. Oh, no, no, better, no, no, different. His sheet is like this. The Yomah, he says, Yavoyu Eidim V'Yidubi. His sheet is like this. Like, what's the shayla of Knas? Because Knas is not 100% money, because the person could be Maida. There's a klal of Maida, the Knas is proper. That's the Osophic. So according to Rabbi Hashem that holds, even though the person was Maida in Bezdin, still, if the other person comes up with Eidim, Eidim would be Mechayiv you money, his Solati Boiloch. Then for sure you chayav a korban shvua here. The yomer, because what's the problem? Even if the person admitted that he was manas your daughter, but now if you could come up with two eidim, you have two eidim now. So if they would have said the raidis, the yomer yavoyu eidim either be. So and you would say this, you would be mechayav this Reuven to pay the money. So for sure you'd be chayav a korban shvua. So according to Rabbi Lazar Shem that holds noyde v'knas v'yachakach bo eidim is chayav. Pshita, these eidim are holding back a chi of money. That's not called the grumma. For sure, they would be mechayev in money. Then there's no question. Kiti bolach, where's my shaylam? I'll leave with the rabbanim. The armor, they say no. That the murder of the knas, if this Reuven would walk up himself to bed and admit that he did something as chayev knas, so he's potter right now. And they hold even. The yachakach, but where's the potter? Still that potter. If so, what would be here before the person was murdered? This Reuven did not admit yet that he's Chayav Knas. So Shimon comes to Tureidim and says to Tureidim, I want you to say Eidus for me. That's the question right now, when these Eidim holding back their Eidus, is that called money? Or maybe no. Maybe Knas is not called the Vadechiv, because since Reuven could admit he always has the possibility to admit. So therefore, it's not called the vadechi of money. That's the Gemara Shaila. Gemara says like this: for Rabbanin, to ask them, those Rabbanin command through lay. In our Shaila before about Dovah Germ the Memon, who do they hold like? You learn if you want to tell me. Reb Lezer Reb Shimon the Hocha, he holds like this is what we said before of Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, that he holds Dovah Germ the Memon is commandment on me. And so Akama, he says Dovah Germ the Memon commandment on me. So for sure, Ede Knaf is at least Dovah Germ the Memon. Like by you holding back your Aedis, because if you would have said Aedis that he's crying money, it's not worse than you gurning him to pay money. Like before he admits, if you bring Aedim, those Aedim will be mechayev you to pay. So these Aedim for sure is a gurim lemamin. So there wouldn't be any tzad to say a potter. Ella, what's your shayla? That you have to tell me, k'rabbonin behochom. If those rabbonin hold that rabbonin over here, the armor that they say, just pure dover gurim lemamin, is not k'mamadami. Like the Aedim stira by Saita, there'd be potter from Eshuas Aedis. Because the Roni Gurm the Mammon, and that's the cloud, Dorva Gurm the Mammon, is Lav Kamamadami. So now you have a good Shaila Mai. Kivon Dilu Moide Mifter, since if this Reuven would have admitted that he's Chayat Kanas, he'd be Potter. So therefore, Lav Mamari Kokofale, by your Aedis, the fact you're holding back your Aedis, it's not called the Vadaichi of money, because it's not for sure that you would get the money, or it's not for sure you could get the money. So maybe Knas is not called the chi of money that we'll soon see the Parsha Shavuos Aedis applies to. Or do we maybe know? Hash to me lo yaidi. But listen, at this time right now, when he's asking you to say the Aedis, Reuven did not admit yet. So therefore, if you would have said your Aedis, you would have been the chayvim to pay Knas. So since you're holding back your Aedis, your kofel mammon, that's the story, it should be chayv. That's the shayla. So are you chayv or not? So what's the Mastashma coming here? It says clearly in our Mishnah. Mashpian Alechim, what's the verb of Tidani? Sheesh Debiatun Nezik, the Chatinezik. And Mishnah starts off with Chatinezik. Aivo Chatinezik, a Tam that pays Chatinezik is a Kanasu. So Mora says, no, that's the Machoikis of Babakama. Maybe our Mishnah holds Command Yoma, Palganiskum Amoina. That we hold Stam Shvor, Mizlav, the Cheska Shuma Kaima, and therefore it's called money. For the Mora, no, Hanif Lamand Yoma, Palganiskum Amoina. El Lamand Yoma, Kunos, the Mike Lamema, the Machoikis Amoraim there. So how does that Amoira learn our Mishnah? Our Mishnah goes according to everybody. So you see, our Mishnah is talking about even according to Yodas Kenas, and you have to pay Kenas. So you see, there's experienced money by Kenas, Yechai Veshuah Seydis. So Mora says, no, our Mishnah goes, V'chatzim Nezik Tzroris, Tilgas HaGemiru Lod Mamayinu. It's talking about when you are regal, when the animal is walking, it kicks pebbles, and the pebbles goes and does damage. So that's really regal, it's Orchei, it's called money, it's Allah, and the Moshe Mishin, you only have to pay a Chatzim Nezik. So maybe that's the case of the Mishnah. Not Knas, but money. And the Gemara says that's going to be the Chiddush of our Mishnah that's called money. Toshma, next case is, Tashlume Kefal. So Kefal is Knas. Again, no, Mishum Karna. You know why you hired the Korban Shura? Because you're holding back the Karen. That's money. I said Tashlume Dal Vehei. Again, Mishum Karna. True, you're not Chai for the 3 and 4. You're Chai for the first one. That you're holding back Karen. That's called money. I said Shonas Ish Ploini of Peter's Viti, which is Knas. So where it says, no, Mishum Boishas of Pagam, that with the Knaf, you also have to pay him for the Boishas and the Pagam he gave your daughter, which is that is money. So that's why you have to pay in the Mishnah. But maybe not because of Knaf. So Gemara asks, my Kamashman, then what's the Chidushim of our Mishnah? Kulim Moinu. If you tell me now we're not talking about Knaf, so what do we need all these cases in the Mishnah? Pshita, they're all the same case of money. What do I need all these cases for? So Gemara says, no, Reisha Chodu Kamashman and Sefer Chodu Kamashman. Reisha chod kumashpon the chatzinezik tzroris amaynu. That's one chiddush. That there is a chatzinezik that's called money of tzroris. That's a chiddush. That's Allah from Moshe Sinai. That's what the Mishnah is teaching us. Sefer, what's the sefer teaching us? Chod kumash, what's teaching us one? Or it's true. It says a few extra cases here, but there's a chiddush in the beginning and a chiddush at the end. The last case is also a chiddush. That it says b'shehidlik es kedisha b'yom kippurim. That you know Reuven that this Reuven burnt down my field on Yom Kippur. So the Chiddush is telling me that the person is chayav to pay money, and therefore your chayav is a carbon edus. Lafuke, what's the Chiddush here? That's not like Lafuke, my, what's the Chiddush here? Lafuke comes to exclude Miriam Nechunya ben Akona. The time you learned, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona, he holds and makes Yom Kippur Keshabbos Atashlumim. He holds that Yom Kippur Chayav Krisis is also Kom Lebedirab Minei. Mas Shabbos, just like by Shabbos. you're potter from paying back money. Kosh Yechayiv Misa B'dayodim. So you say, Kamlai B'du Rabbinei, he owed the Chiyiv Chorus of Yom Kippur is also like Shabbos, you'll be potter. So according to Mechunei Ben HaKonah now Mishnah, it's not called the Kfiras money. Even if you would say Eidus, that person will not have to pay back the money, you'll be potter from a Korban Shvua. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah, that you chayiv a Korban Shvua. Because we hold chayiv decreases, there's no Kamlai B'du Rabbinei. But maybe our whole Mishnah is talking about money and not about Knas. So you have no raya from our Mishnah, what will be the Eidi Knas? So what is good? Toshma coming here. It's not clearly. Mashbi ani alechem. I want you to swear for me. In loy tavo.